Ethan Millard and Jeff Bell go head to head. It's Nightside Crosspoints.
Well, before the hour on the Nightside Project, as always, we pit two of Utah's greatest political minds in a no-holds-bar fist fight. In this week's topic, the top three political blunders of the 2008 presidential race. And as I said, normally, we do have two of Utah's greatest political minds, but unfortunately tonight, we have Nightside political guru Ethan Millard of SLCspin.com and political mastermind Jeff Bell of JMBell.org. They were the ones who were available. Thanks for being with us. Who wants to go first?
I think it's Jeff's turn.
Jeff's turn?
I think it's Ethan's turn.
No, I went last. Okay, fine. I'll go.
Ethan, top Utah screw-ups.
Top Utah political disaster, Jeff Bell's suspenders. Thank you very much.
Are you pulling a
I think the disaster
Larry
would
King
be
thing?
If my suspenders weren't there to keep my pants up.
I'm not going to disagree with that.
My first one goes to
Are you taking a text right now?
Goes to Utah State Senator. No texting.
Yeah.
No texting.
Goes to Utah State Senator Mike Dimitrich.
Why?
Democrat from, where is he from? Price? Every year, it's just one of the main problems that we have in Utah is
the legislature keeps showing up.
Is that our gifts?
More damage has been done.
Gifts and donations to our legislators are almost completely unregulated. And not only do we have to deal with that not so minor problem, but also every year Mike Dimitrich, in this grand ceremony, accepts his front row jazz tickets, making jokes all the way down to the Delta Center about how he's taking these tickets, how it's so awesome. Look at me. I'm this cute old bald man who's about to go sit on the front row, you know, ha ha ha, a couple
of
jokes.
He is cute, and he is old, and
whatever.
He is bald.
Well, can he please not do that? Can he please show some, even an ounce of
respect?
Does
he know where he is?
Do you want him on fourth row center court?
What?
Yeah, if he had cheaper seats, would you be happy?
No, man, not at all. No gifts.
All right, hit it, Jeff Bell. Jeff.
Number one on the top of my list for this evening is the recent, I'll call it a meeting of the GOP leadership up on the Hill, bringing in the lobbyists, for companies that are friendly to them to make sure that those companies were on board and in line, to push the voucher bill and to push support for the voucher bill. I think that was without a doubt the most dirty, despicable, backwards example of why one-party rule is really, really bad for a state.
Did they, while they were meeting, were they eating free ice cream bars?
More than likely.
Saltwater taffy.
I'm just saying, there's a cooler in the middle of the hallway there.
I kind of felt like that was an extension of mine. Like you were kind of piggybacking on the whole lobbyist thing.
On the lobbyist thing? I don't think so.
Right, here we go. My thing. Okay.
You had one guy. I had the entire leadership.
Representative Neil Hansen, speaking on lobbyists again, says that he's not going to vote for a ban on lobbyist gifts because they're so underpaid, it's part of his compensation. So until they're paid more, he's not going to ban those gifts.
That was one of the most outrageous things I'd heard since moving back to Utah. And it reminded me, you know, Michael, you're not in Kansas anymore. Not that I've even been to Kansas, but yeah, really kind of shocking.
No, bribes are considered part of the compensation
apparently
package
so.
In Kansas.
Yeah, apparently
here
so.
Here we're a little 50-50 on it.
Yeah.
All I know is that the biggest bipartisan effort up on the Hill right now is trying to get the legislators paid more. So I'm not... I'm saying that I'll go with you on the screw up. The way he said it and that he said it out loud was pretty bad, but I'm pretty sure that there's not a single person up there, maybe four or five, that really don't feel that way.
I know that. Well, that's what makes it so horrifying, and that's why Mike Dimitrich led my list and Neil Hansen was runner up.
All right,
yeah, big chunk of them ate lead chips as children. Go ahead.
All right, I got Senator Howard Stevenson.
Okay.
Who, in what seemed to be, I believe it was the 2006 legislative session, kind of freaked out several times, not only calling the media killer bees, but my favorite part was when, on talking on a bill on the repeal of the 17th Amendment to the Constitution, said, "It's okay, don't worry about it. Legislators know more than citizens, and they always will."
You know, I would say, here's the thing, I would say that probably legislators...
If we knew better, then we probably wouldn't be voting for them, I guess.
I don't
He's probably
vote for
right.
Them.
Well, here's the thing. Here's the thing is he might be partially right about many citizens. Certainly the fact that they keep getting elected does not say very much about our citizens. Here's one
saying.
More case in
Hit
point.
It.
House Speaker Greg Curtis, goes to bat for one of his buddies and constituents, Bryson Garbett, mm-hmm. who's a big, pretty well-known developer around here, residential mm-hmm. developer, mm-hmm. saves his bacon on an investment that he's got up in Logan. Okay, Bryson Garbett, 2 weeks out of the session, turns around, cuts him a $4,000 check to his campaign. And both, of course, both Greg Curtis and Bryson Garbett say, well, you know, we never broke the law.
What's
so
his name?
Great, Bryson Garbett.
Okay,
House Speaker Greg Curtis.
Bryson? Yeah. It's Kastner, C-A-S-T-N-E-R. I'm writing that check out.
So
come
I would
on,
just
buddy.
Like to say that great job,
Show
Sandy.
Show me some sugar. Let's go.
Great job, Sandy, for lowering the bar down to it's just not illegal. So that's the new bar if you want to be a politician in Sandy.
I
Thanks for
20
everything.
Seconds. Do you have anything left? Is that
I got Chris Cannon opening his yap last year to a young and struggling nightside reporter. Blaming the Mark Foley fiasco yeah. on the precocious children who just know too much and led that congressman astray.
And I'm saying, to me, positively, number one. There isn't anything that topped it. It wound
I
up
win.
On CNN, and that is
yep.
it. Cover of the D-News, cover of the Trib. It's all about Ethan Millard.
Jeff
and
wins
you
again.
Are listening to the Nightside Project.